Sing Out Magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music comes from the CD The Music of Raymond Scott on Columbia Records. We heard the tune The Toy Trumpet. Raymond Scott was an innovative composer whose music was adapted by Carl Stalling and used in over 120 classic cartoons from Warner Brothers, featuring Bugs Bunny, Porky Pig, and Daffy Duck, the Looney Tunes gang. School is almost over in my neighborhood, and the kids at the elementary school across the street seem ready for summer. In some areas of the United States, school is already over, only to start up again in early August. I thought it would be fun to put together a kids show. There's an abundance of music for young people, and I've gathered some of my favorites. We'll open with a set of songs about frogs, and we'll lead off with Froggy When a Courtin' from Elizabeth Mitchell from the new collection Classic Folk Songs for Kids on Smithsonian Folkways. The song seems a typical anthropomorphic folk song, but its roots are very old. Its origins go back more than 400 years in England. The frog is thought to be a French duke, while the mouse is Queen Elizabeth I, who was fond of assigning animal names to her government ministers. Knowing these facts makes the song much more interesting. So gather the family around the old radio or computer and enjoy some kids' stuff. We'll begin with Froggy When a Courtin' from Elizabeth Mitchell on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Froggy went a courtin' and he did ride with a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode till he came to Miss Mousie's door, where he'd often been before. Miss Mousie came a-trippin' down, green glass slippers and a golden gown. He took Miss Mouse upon his knee, and he said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Without my Uncle Rat's consent, oh, I would not laugh till he shook his sides. To think Miss Mousie would be a bride. What will the wedding supper be? Two butter beans and a black eyed pea. What more will the wedding supper be? Buttercups and dewdrop tea. Honeymoon right away. Now they live far off in a hollow tree, where they have good health and children three. Chemo, chymo, chymo, key, way down yonder in a hollow tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, kimeo. Chemo, chymo, chymo, key, way down yonder in a hollow tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, kimeo.
You know, I'm glad to know that a lot of you are singing those songs yourself, because that's a lot better than just listening to it. And if there's any parents here that like to tell stories, I hope you make them up sometimes yourself and don't always just get them out of a book. Sometimes you can make up better stories because you can, you know, just what to say. This is a little story my father told me when I was about 6 years old. And he told me, he must have told it to me 100 times if he told it to me once, because I had him repeat it over and over and over again. Once upon a time, there was a farmer walking down the road. He was whistling this tune to himself. But he scratched his head and says, "Doggone, I wish I had some words to that song. All I got is the tune." And just then he came to a little brook. He leaned on the railing of the bridge, and down there he saw an old bullfrog hopping from bank to bank. Well, the bullfrog looked up and he saw the farmer. He decided he'd show off. He took an extra special hop. Kersplash, he fell in the water. He got himself all wet. The farmer laughed and laughed and started singing. Way down south in the Yankety Yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank just because he'd nothing better for to do. He stubbed his toe, fell in the water. You could hear him holler for a mile and a quarter, just because nothing better for to do. Now the farmer walked down the road, feeling very proud of himself and making up a song. Went down to the corner store, bought himself a plug of chewing tobacco and a pair of work gloves. He says, "Oh, before I go home, I must sing you my new song." The man in the store says, go home, I'm busy here. The farmer says, I won't pay you my money unless you let me sing my song. All right, sing it and get it over with, says the store manager. Well, the farmer started singing. The man in the store said, hey, that's a swell tune. Gather around, everybody. We'll have a party. And they were stamping on the floors and they made up the songs. And they were stamping on the floor, drinking the free Coca-Colas, eating the free soda crackers. Now back home, wives and children sitting down to eat supper, and where's father? The mother says, children, you better run down to the corner store and fetch your old man. He's probably wasting his time as usual. So all the children ran down the road. They ran inside the corner store. They heard that music. They forgot all about coming home. They started singing, we don't sell them the yankety yank. And the children started stamping on the floor, drinking the free Coca-Colas, eating the free... In every farmhouse, it was the same situation. The mother says, this has gone far enough. They expect us to work all day and nobody show up. And they walk down the road, waving the frying pans. They got near, they listened to that pretty music, and they forgot about being mad. They drop the frying pans in the gutter, they walk in the store, and the mothers start singing away down something. And we're stamped on the floor, drinking the free Coca-Colas in the... Out in the barn, all the cows says,
where is everybody? We're supposed to be milked. Getting very uncomfortable.
So all the cows walked out of their stall. They wobble down the road. They walk right inside the corner store, and the cows start singing. Cows' tails were swishing out the window. They were stamping on the floor and drinking the free Coca-Colas, eating the free soda crackers. Out in the barnyard, all the chickens says, where's everybody? We're supposed to be fed, we're getting hungry. The chickens hopped over the fence. They hop down the road. They hop inside the corner store. Feathers flying through the air. Chickens were stamping on the floor, drinking the free Coca-Colas. All the barns started talking to each other. The barns said, we feel so empty without any cows. Without any chickens, I guess we'll have to go find them. So the barns picked themselves off their foundation, and they galumped down the road, and they squeeze inside the corner store, believe it or not. Did you ever hear a rusty hinge on a barn door? That's the way they sang. Out in the fields, all the grass says, where is everybody? The cows are supposed to come and eat us. I guess we'll have to go find them. So the grass picked itself up, swished down the road, swished up inside the corner store. When the grass was gone, the fields were gone. When the fields were gone, the banks of the brook were gone. The brook says I don't have nothing to bubble between. So the brook bubbled down the road, bubbled up inside the corner store. The brook was bubbling up and down the stairway. The grass was growing out the chimney. The feathers flying through the air. The cow's tail swished out the window. Everybody drinking the free Coca-Colas, eating the free soda crackers. There was the bullfrog in midair. He looked down. There was absolutely nothing underneath him. He looks over. There's no bank to land on. He says, where am I? Well, the only thing left was the road. He hopped down the road. The road rolled itself up behind him like a carpet, and everything was gone. He got near to the corner store. He said, hey, what's that racket down there? It was a racket. He says, why, they're singing. He says, they're singing about me. And he was so proud, he puffed himself up with pride. And he puffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, and he puffed, and he exploded. Cows, barns, chickens, farmers, wives, children, the whole corner store went up in the air. And everybody floated down. Landed right where they're supposed to have been the whole time, sat down eating supper, feeling kind of foolish for themselves. Next day they went out to try and find the frog. They looked high, they looked low, Coca-Cola bottles and soda crackers in all directions, but no frog. So all there is left of the frog is the song. We might as well sing her once again. Do you know it? Away down south in the yaggity-yank, a bullfrog jumped from bank to bank just because he'd nothing better for to do. He stubbed his toe and fell in the water, stubbed his toe, fell in the water. You could hear him holler for a mile and a quarter just because he'd nothing better for to do. Can you whistle?
Pete Seeger, recorded live at Town Hall on the 28th of April, 1962. And somewhat curiously, I'm recording this program on April 28th, 2017, which would make that 55 years old today. We heard The Foolish Frog from Pete Seeger's children's concert at Town Hall, and that's on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with Elizabeth Mitchell from the new collection Classic Folk Songs for Kids on Smithsonian Folkways, and we heard Froggy Went A-Courtin'. We are listening to Kid Stuff this week on the Sing Out radio magazine. Ella Jenkins is known as the first lady of children's music. She's made dozens of recordings on Folkways Records. She's also included on this new collection called Classic Folk Songs for Kids. Here's Ella with Miss Mary Mack, which is a clapping game song on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Miss Mary Mack,
Mack,
all dressed in black,
black,
with silver buttons,
buttons,
all down her back,
back.
She asked her mother,
mother,
for 15 cents,
cents,
to see the elephants,
elephants,
jump the fence. They jump so high,
high.
They touch the sky,
sky.
And they never came back,
back.
Till the 4th of July,
la.
And they never came back,
back.
Till the 4th of July,
la.
Miss Mary Mack,
Mack.
All dressed in black,
black.
Black
with silver buttons,
all down her back,
back.
She asked her
mother,
for 15 cents,
cents,
to see the elephants,
jump the fence.
Once upon a time, there was a well-dressed man named Sam Slick'em Slack'em who lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Now, Sam Slick'em Slack'em had a big black cat named Tom Tick'em Tack'em, and Tom Tick'em Tack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, Sam Slick'em Slack'em married a tiny, whiny wife named Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em. And Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em with her husband Sam Slick'em Slack'em and his big black cat Tom Tick'em Tack'em. Now, Mary Meek'em Mack'em Slack'em owned a smiling, speckled cow named Lulu Lick'em Lack'em. And Lulu Lick'em Lack'em lived in the world of Wick'em Wack'em. Well, Sam Slickum-Slackum and his tiny whiny wife, Mary Meekum Mackum Slackum, had two teeny weeny twins named Look-a-like-um and Think-a-like-um Slackum. And Look-a-like-um and Think-a-like-um Slackum lived in the world of Wickum-Wackum with their father, Sam Slickum-Slackum, and their mother, Mary Meekum Mackum Slackum, and their father's big black cat, Tom Tickum-Tackum, and their mother's smiling speckled cow, Lulu Lickum-Lackum. Now, Sam Slickum-Slackum and his family lived in a tall, cozy castle named Old Steep Stickum-Stackum. And Old Steep Stickum-Stackum was right in the center of the world of Wickum-Wackum. Well, the Slickum-Slackum family was greatly surrounded by numerous nosy neighbors named the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums. And the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums lived in the world of Wickum-Wackum. Now, the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums were never very nice to the Slickum-Slackums, so the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums played jokes on the Slickum-Slackums, and the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums poked fun at the Slickum-Slackums, and the Tittle-Tattums and the Chittum-Chattums made up all kinds of stories about the Slickum-Slackums. So, Sam Slickum-Slackum and his big black cat Tom Tickum-Tackum and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meekum Mackum Slackum and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lickum-Lackum and their two teeny-weeny twins Look-a-like-um and Think-a-like-um Slackum went into their tall, cozy castle, Old Steep Stickum-Stackum, and bolted the door and never ever came out again. But Sam Slickum-Slackum and his big black cat Tom Tickum-Tackum and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meekum Mackum Slackum and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lickum-Lackum and their two teeny-weeny twins Look-a-like-um, Think-a-like-um Slackum had no need of anything in their tall, cozy castle Old Steep Stickum-Stackum because a long time ago, Sam Slickum-Slackum knew a famous, fun-loving magician named John Jumpum Jackum, and he lived in the world of Wickum-Wackum. Well, John Jumpum Jackum had given Sam Slickum-Slackum a marvelous musical magical bell called Never Ever Lackum, and its ting-a-ling-ling could bring almost anything. So, Sam Slickum-Slackum and his big black cat Tom Tickum-Tackum and his tiny whiny wife Mary Meekum Mackum Slackum and her smiling speckled cow Lulu Lickum-Lackum and their two teeny-weeny twins Look-a-like-um and Think-a-like-um Slackum dwelled in peace and plenty in their tall, cozy castle Old Steep Stickum-Stackum in the world of Wickum-Wackum. Huh!
How the zydeco goes. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger in the air and hold it right up there. Put your finger in the air, in the air. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your nose, that's where the cold wind blows. Put your finger on your nose, on your nose. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your chin, that's where the food goes in. Put your finger on your chin, on your chin. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your toe, leave it there about a week or so. Put your finger on your toe, on your toe. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your cheek, leave it there about a week. Put your finger on your cheek, on your cheek. Put your finger on your ear, on your ear. Put your finger on your ear, on your ear. Put your finger on your ear, leave it there about a year. Put your finger on your ear, on your ear. Put your finger on your finger, on your finger. Put your finger on your finger, on your finger. On your finger, 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 on your finger.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1719. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. We'll be right back. This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD The Music of Raymond Scott, Reckless Nights and Turkish Twilights, and we heard the tune Huckleberry Duck. His music was arranged by Carl Stalling and used in many, many of the Looney Tunes cartoons featuring Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and all those guys. It's on Columbia Records. We are listening to music for kids this week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and my good friend Dave Fry preceded that from his recording Playground. He sang Finger in the Air, the tune from Woody Guthrie. That's on his own record label, Dave Fry. And before that, from Kathy Kallick, a tune that she wrote called Bye Bye Kitty Zydeco. And she says, this is what happens when you spend 5 weeks in a van with someone learning to play the accordion, and there's a 2-year-old to entertain. That's Kevin Wimmer playing the accordion and the fiddle. Bye Bye Kitty Zydeco is from Kathy's recording Use a Napkin, Not Your Mom on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, from Celebration, a tribute to Ella Jenkins on Smithsonian Folkways, we heard the master storyteller Bill Harley and the World of Wickham Wackham. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records, and we let off that set with Ella Jenkins and Miss Mary Mack from the collection that we've been listening to a few things from today, Classic Folk Songs for Kids on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Betty and I have been blessed over the years to have a few cats that enjoy water and climb in the sink. It seems Dennis Warner has the same problem. Here's Cat in the Sink from Dennis Warner on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Oh, it's hard to brush your teeth with a cat in the sink. And it's hard to write your name when your pen's out of ink. Oh, it's tough and it's hard getting ready every day. You gotta go to school and you can't be late. Oh, it's hard to brush your teeth with a cat in the sink. La 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 la. Nee nee nee. Nee nee nee. La 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 la. Nee nee nee. Nee nee nee. Oh, it's hard to ride your bike when your tires got a leak. And it hurts to chew your food when you bite on your cheek. Oh, you can't run fast if your shoes don't fit. You can't play tag if nobody's it. Oh, it's hard to ride your bike when your tires got a leak. La 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 la. Nee nee nee. Nee nee nee. La 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 la. Are hard when they're all dried up. You can't drink milk with a hole in your cup. Yesterday's gum is hard to chew, and you can't solve a mystery without a clue. Oh, it's hard to brush your teeth with a cat in the sink. And it's hard to love your feet when they're hot and they stink. Oh, it's tough and it's hard getting ready every day. You gotta go to school and you can't be late. Oh, it's hard to brush your teeth with a cat in the sink. La 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 la. Nee nee nee. Nee nee nee. La 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 la. Nee nee nee. Nee nee nee. La 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 la.
Teaching Fluffy to fly. The soft cloth of the chair folds around me as I watch my cat, tail twitching, head jerking left and right and up and down. Fluffy lies on the windowsill looking into the backyard. The blue jays and the cardinals fly in the sunshine. Fluffy's eyes follow their swooping and their fluttering from the trees to the long skinny tube hanging from the maple tree. On some days, her ears flat on her head, Fluffy crouches in the grass under the maple tree, hiding behind the blades of grass. When she does that, not many birds come to the bird feeder. When she lays on the couch and watches them through the window, lots of birds come. I watch Fluffy. What is Fluffy thinking, I wonder? Does Fluffy want the bird food? Does Fluffy want to play? Is Fluffy really a bird in a cat costume? Maybe, I think, Fluffy wants to fly. Under my bed, I find a big piece of paper. My crayons are in the closet. Big cat-sized wings come out of the end of my black crayon, filling the paper. The wings are soon filled with swirls of all the bright colors. Down the steps to the kitchen I go, paper in my hand. Mom, will you help me cut the wings out of this paper, please? Yes, dear. Can I use the tape, Mom? Don't use too much. Fluffy is snoring loudly on the back of the couch. I lay the wings on Fluffy's back. The snoring stops. One eye opens and looks at me. I've tried to pick Fluffy up, so I use a lot of tape to hold the wings onto her back. Fluffy's eye closes, and she pretends to go back to sleep, but her tail keeps moving back and forth. When I finish taping, Fluffy raises her head and looks at me with big green eyes. Then she looks at the wings on her back. I pet her head softly. She purrs loudly and closes her eyes again. I take 3 steps backwards and stand quietly, listening to Fluffy's deep purrs. And finally, I listen to Fluffy snoring.
Fly, Fluffy, fly!
Off the couch and into the air flies Fluffy. Wings flapping, she flies from the couch to the armchair.
Fly, Fluffy, fly!
Fluffy sails from the chair to the table, her claws making scratches on the tabletop. Fluffy glides from the table to the floor and then up the stairs. The wings falling back down the steps, Fluffy disappears around the corner. Big green eyes with whiskers and ears peek around the corner at me. I pick up the wings.
Oh, I should have used more tape.
Outside, the birds fly around the feeder. Inside, Fluffy watches me.
This is a story called Fishing Blues. When I was a little boy, I used to like to go fishing all the time. I used to write notes to my mother and take my dog and my bicycle and my fishing rod and my night crawlers and pack a lunch and go off down to Lake Massasoit that we called Watershops Pond, and or down to Forest Park, down to the lakes down there, and fish for all kinds of different kinds of fish. And I know that young people like to fish a lot too. They always want somebody to take them fishing. Anyway, if they won't take you fishing, maybe you'll get them to sing this song to you, and this might make them want to take you fishing.
Bet you're going fishing all the time, baby going fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, she gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on with my pole, baby, and my line. I'm gone fishing, it's a gone fishing, and the baby gone fishing too. Went on down my favorite fishing hole. Now I got myself a pole and line. Caught 9-pound catfish on the bottom. Clean, I got him now. Took him home to mama by supper time. Sing many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on. Honey, am I? I'm gone fishing. Yes, I'm gone fishing, and the baby gone fishing too. Baby brother just about to run me out of my mind. Said, man, can I go fishing with you? Took him on down to my favorite fishing hole. What you think that brother mine did do? Caught a 7-pound perch on the bottom. Claim you got him now. Took him home to mama. Say he is real gone. Come on, honey, and his he is gone fishing. Yes, he gone fishing, and the baby gone fishing too. Put him in the pot, baby, put him in the pan. Mama cook him till he nice and brown.
Get yourself a batch of buttermilk or good beer. Put the sucker on the table, mommy. You scoff him on down, singing many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on with my pole, baby, and my... I'm going fishing. Yes, I'm going fishing, and the baby going fishing too. Bet you gone fishing all the time, baby gone fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, she gonna catch more fish than you. Sometimes she do. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on with my pole, baby, and my... I'm gone fishing, yes, I'm gone fishing, and the baby gone fishing too. Bet you gone fishing all the time, baby gone fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, she gonna catch more fish than you. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Come on with my pole, baby, and my line. I'm a gone fishing, mama gone fishing, and the baby gone fishing too. Bet you gone fishing all the time, baby gone fishing too. Bet your life, your sweet wife, she gonna catch more fish than you. Sometimes she do. Many fish bites if you got good bait. Here's a little tip that I would like to relate. Many fish bites if you got good bait. I'm going fishing, mama going fishing, and the baby going fishing too. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby's going fishing too. I'm going fishing, mama going fishing, and the baby going fishing too. I'm going fishing, mama's going fishing, and the baby going fishing too.
I get so dirty, gotta take a bath every night. I wash my nose, scrub my toes. Oh, mama, forgot to take off my clothes. Now I'm swish, swishing, splash, splashing, a goose, goosing,
goose, goosing,
slipping and sliding, running down the hallway, my mama's coming after me,
papa's coming after me,
dog is coming after me,
I'm afraid they're gonna catch me,
oh boy, am I in trouble. Down the hall I go. I fell asleep.
I
was lying in the bathtub. And I fell asleep. Such a nice warm bathtub.
I fell asleep.
Such a nice warm bathtub. I fell asleep. When I woke up in the morning, I turned into a
duck.
All the kids at school said, Oh, what a fool. He fell asleep in the bathtub.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
He turned into a duck.
Na-na-na-na-na-na.
Yeah, but I just laughed at them and flew away. I get so dirty.
I get so dirty.
I get so dirty, gotta take a bath every night.
That was Greg Brown and the title track of his kids' recording, Bathtub Blues. That's on Red House Records. I can relate to that. I hated to take a bath when I was a kid. And before that, we heard from Taj Mahal from his kids' record, Shake Sugaree, and we heard Henry Thomas's Fishin' Blues, a tune that works equally well for adults and kids. That's on Music for Little People Records. And before that, Mike Anderson and his recording, Anna's Old Boot, and Teaching Fluffy to Fly. Anna's Old Boot is on the Music Works record label. He's from Illinois. And we let off that set with Dennis Warner from his recording Beep Beep and Cat in the Sink. That's on Main Trail Productions out of Clearwater, Minnesota, from Dennis Warner. We're going to lead off this last set with the master storyteller and musician Andy Offutt Irwin from his recording Andy's Wild Amphibian Show and I Love to Whistle on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
One, two, three. I love to whistle, 'cause it makes me merry, makes me feel so very. I love to whistle everywhere I go. Early to bed, early to rise, makes you healthy, wealthy, and wise. I found out, I know it's true, what a whistle does more for you. I love to whistle, trouble won't come near me,
especially when you hear me.
Kids, when I was younger, cars were made of glass. Didn't have brakes or dashboards, didn't have wheels or throttles. Kept them in the icebox, people called them bottles. They came full of milk, I still call them bottles. We used lots of ketchup, ketchup wasn't red. Didn't have tomato, it was made of egg yolks, vinegar and oil. People called it mayonnaise, tasted pretty good. It still does to some folks. Shoes were made of cotton, either that or wool. They had sleeves and collars, didn't have heels or laces. wore a white one Sunday, wore it with a bow tie. People call them shirts. They still do in places. Clocks were long and rubber, didn't keep good time. Kept them in the garden, coiled them up to store them, hooked them to the faucet. People called them hoses, didn't use them much. Didn't have much time for them, pens had heavy handles. Had no place for ink, had no clip for pockets, bulky under sweaters, had a scoop on one end. People called them shovels, did not make good gifts, rarely used for letters. Kids, when I was younger, nothing was the same. Pluto was a planet. I should write a memoir. I should write an essay. Where'd I put my shovel? Things were different then. I wanna say they still are. I wanna say they still are.
There was an old woman and she had a little pig. There was an old woman and she had a little pig. There was an old woman and she had a little pig, and he didn't cost much and he wasn't very big. Well, the little pig did a heap of harm. Yeah, the little pig did a heap of harm. Little pig died for want of breath. Well, that little pig died for want of breath. Now, wasn't that a terrible death? Well, the little old woman sobbed and sighed. Yeah, the little old woman sobbed and sighed. Well, the little old woman sobbed and sighed. And then she laid right down and died. For want of grief. Yeah, the little man died for want of grief. Well, the little man died for want of grief. Now, wasn't that a great relief? Well, there they lay all 1, 2, 3. Yeah, there they lay all 1, 2, 3.
That's from the recording Sing It Yourself from Laura Boosinger, 19th Century American Sing-Alongs and The Little Pig. That's on Native Ground Music. And before that, Lou and Peter Berryman from their recording The Universe, 14 Examples. And This was a song all about evolution. Ketchup Wasn't Red, and that's on Corn Belt Music from Lou and Peter Berryman. And we let off that set with Andy Offutt Irwin from his recording Andy's Wild Amphibian Show. And we heard I Love to Whistle, featuring Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer. That's on Community Music from Andy Offutt Irwin. Hope you've enjoyed this program of Kids Tunes, and I hope it helps you ease into the summer season. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1719.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over.